Thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LivePanorama.com. Hosted by owners Robert Zarek and Nikki Paranormal. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio, another special show. My name is Nikki Paranormal, and it would not be a show if I didn't tell you that that is not my government name. Without further ado, I will bring in Rob Zarek. He owns the half of the joint that I don't.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I have a new microphone set up here, and I was just trying to get it in perfect position and realized I put it far away to the point where my headsets did not reach. So now, like, I'm, like, half bent over my broadcasting desk. So you're going to hear some movement, and that's me just being able to sit down.
Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of important, you know.
Well, and we brought this up that I have a professional microphone that I just sometimes did not use. And, well, you got it for me a long time ago. And
yeah,
yeah, that's nice of you.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is like the cord on that is like maybe, I'm guessing, 8 feet. And
well, there's an interesting thing about that. You can actually get another cord if you have a printer that probably has a similar connection.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually do that. Like, I know I have a printer cord because, I like to use my laptop, so sometimes the printer isn't exactly close enough, because some of mine my family have left plugged in, so the battery doesn't work, and, you started something and you can't. It's like moving is not going to happen. So I've got a really long printer cord. It's pretty cool. And they're super cheap.
Cool. Just that's the thing. I was actually – sorry, the allergy 19 is there. But the the fact is that the cord is 8 foot, but my headphones are like 4.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the discrepancy where I went wrong.
Wow, yeah.
Because I put my laptop super far away, and I went to go sit down, and then my earphones pulled out of my head, and then you're like, and now I'm bringing on Rob Zarek. I'm like, crap. And so.
Well, you live, you learn, you learn something, and hopefully you will remember to try to, resolve that issue.
Not do that again. Yes,
the next
yes.
show. Right. Exactly.
For tomorrow.
That's right. Yes.
But anyway, we have another free reading night. And what's cool about this is we haven't done the cards. And we've had – Marcia hasn't been on in
– It's been a long – it's been a hot minute.
Yeah. You know what? I was thinking it's been like last year, and it probably ended up being like 2016. And it's
That's
like
why
4 years.
A hot minute works way better because you
Does
can
that work
be like – It does.
That's
it fits any
those,
time frame.
It's one of the sentences or words that I think coming out of my mouth just doesn't sound right if I say hot minute.
Okay, fair enough. You're right. It wouldn't be the same.
I don't know. It wouldn't be something that I would say. So, it would be really, awkward. Mm-hmm. So, I'd rather just, that's how most of the things go. I'm like, well, I don't know. It's been, a year since I saw them. And, I haven't seen them since I was little, so it's been, 35 years, but it's
been more than a hot minute,
yeah,
a hot few
bad.
Decades, right?
Yeah, but I think I can't remember the last time. I think we had her on probably 2016, so I guess it's or 17.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been more than a year. But if we're gonna have someone do the cards, I know we had her on and we talked to her before, and she's probably the person we want to do the cards have for the people who are sitting around and looking for entertainment and have some serious questions. So it should be good. And I think I finally settled in now. I can sit down. I'm going to move this a little bit. I'm sure you heard that, but we're good now.
Okay. Fair enough. That works for me.
So I think we should start. We should bring Marcia on. In.
All right.
Is it on or in?
In.
Is it on?
I think either
on
work.
I don't know.
we'll have to do some more research.
Well, you know,
for
after like
show.
6,000 episodes, I say on sometimes, I say in sometimes. It's like I'm right in the middle.
Right.
On in.
We did this last night too. I think.
Yeah, they threw me from the beginning. So I think I
or
said
no,
in
it was the night before.
Tonight.
It was the night before. It was with Barry.
Did we bring him
in
or did
we
bring him on? I can't remember
we did
which
both.
Way we brought him.
That's what we did. So let's just go ahead and do both again, and we're going to go ahead and bring in Marsha live. Hi, Marsha.
Hi.
Long time no talk.
Sorry that you had to go through hearing that whole in and on scenario. It's like who's on first.
Well, but you got to remember that being on the air is like this, and being in the air harder to get to lately.
Right?
True.
Business or not. See? So
yeah, you know what? That's a good way to go. I always think I'm bringing them into the studio, but they're technically, I guess they wouldn't bring them onto the studio because they'd be sitting on the studio, which would be weird.
Yeah, they'd be on the roof, and you know, I have the height.
That's
thing
awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
okay.
You know what? It's like, I think we can sit and we can actually spend an entire show analyzing it and picking it apart. Either way. And
how about
we'd end up getting nowhere?
In.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Yeah. Come on in. Join us. I want to say joining us tonight. That's my new thing because you will be joining us.
There you go.
That sounds great.
Well, now that that's settled.
Yeah, now that that's done. So we appreciate your time and getting that nailed down and putting up with that. So, no, but as I was saying, I always think it's been like a year since we've talked, and that's probably been like 4 years. And
It seems like yesterday, sort of.
Right.
Time goes by so fast. Hopefully, the next 30 days will go by super fast, too.
I hope so, too.
Right?
It doesn't really seem like that's going to be the case, but fingers crossed.
That's right.
Okay.
That's all we can do.
Okay. Well, how is social, the isolation thing is not necessarily everybody's cup of tea. About half of us are extroverts, and the nice extroverts are feeling really guilty right now because they're complaining even though they're not sick. But you know, where is everybody?
Right, going crazy. That's what everyone is. They're going crazy.
Well, I think that's
and
the beauty
the
for us with the live show is we can talk.
True. See, so this is good. So I'm happy for that. Well, I'm here and I've got my deck of cards, and I've got a couple of cats wrestling next to me, and they like to do that. They're not very loud about it, which is good. And we're hopefully we're doing our social distancing at the right pace and the right distance and all of that and hoping that that things work out well for everybody.
Definitely.
Now, have you been doing more readings now that you know, people are kind of stuck at home, or are you doing less, or is it about the same? How's it looking?
Well, I think right now people are doing a lot of you know, online shopping, and you know, trying to. But my sense is that, you know, like in a couple of weeks, there are going to be people who may want, you know, online readings more. And but I did read, I read for five of my friends today. So that part, that worked out well. And so we haven't gotten, we had a trip planned to get together next month. And we're really sure that's not going to happen.
Exactly.
So we decided we would get together every week, and with an online video chat room And I'm not going to advertise other people's stuff just in case that, I don't know, whatever that does for the radio show here. But anyway, so it's when you've heard of. And so we thought, well, this is kind of fun because we all tell our stories and we all, talk about what we're working on. And so it's like, the whole problem that we have right now is the sharing of recipes or sharing food. We thought it's kind of hard to do a potluck, you know, in a virtual meeting. Yeah, you know, because like everybody brings mayonnaise or something, you know.
mine's good. How about you? Great. Yeah. That's funny.
how was the video, though? Because, you know, the way I look at it is almost like I see everyone doing these video chats and stuff, and I think it's almost better just to postpone anything like that, because I think once that sets in that, like, this is your only form of contact with that person, that it
at
might,
least you have
for
it,
me,
though.
It'd be worse.
No, at least you have it.
Well, yeah, well, you know, it's like I put my, you know, my laptop camera on with a default to have the camera closed off because, you know, if I'm talking to somebody, I'm probably not ready to see them in public.
Yes, I feel you on that.
and I like to feel like I'm ready, so. But at least for my day job, they haven't made us do video meetings. So thank goodness for that. I think a lot of people like to see the cards, you know, when you are reading for them. Because they want to, you know, have the whole experience, too. And I can, you know, one of the things I do in readings, you know, the longer readings for people is that I will take a photo of the cards, you know, that they got to show them, you know, it's like, okay, here's what we're talking about. So, you know, it doesn't have to be very high tech, you know, and they don't have to worry about is the microphone on or is that, you know, it can just be a phone call, you know, and that usually makes people feel a little more comfortable. So.
Definitely.
So before we get started, I know we have some people a line of people lined up, which is too much line talk. So that's another thing we got to work on. In and out, and now the line of line people lined up. That doesn't sound right.
It's kind of an in and on thing, is it? Hopefully.
Yeah.
I think it just went there.
The whole theme of tonight's show is words when you, And occasionally,
you know, Mars just went into Gemini, and you know, and I'm thinking, you know, that may be your problem.
You're fighting
with your words here.
I suffer from allergies, and I have not slept well this week, and I think that's my biggest issue. And as you can be rest assured, is when you have allergies, right now with everything going on, people look at you like you're going to kill them.
You know, and you try to explain, you know, cherry trees or something, you know, it's not.
They're not buying it. They look at you like you're like the Antichrist just because you have the sniffles.
Yay, home.
Exactly.
Well, if anybody hears me sneeze here, rest assured that there's one virus that doesn't happen through the computer. So, thank goodness for
there
that.
You go.
I'm sure there's those people out there who actually, there's probably some people out there who feel like that it could be transmitted through the computer.
Well, yeah.
So they're like staying away. There's got to be like that group of like 10 people somewhere.
Well, if they do, then I, you know, could they fax me some donuts?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly,
so
right?
Because you miss certain things. It's just an idea. Okay, so.
So before we start, though, where can people find you? You know, if We have it posted so on our Facebook page, so we're kind of cheating. We have the link already up. But if someone's listening and they haven't seen the link, they can reach you on Facebook. Is that the best form to reach you if they want to read?
Yeah, that's probably the best forum to reach me. And it's got Marsha McCord Tarot Reader, and it's got the information on how to contact me. And the only thing that I ask is that people understand that I'm living in the Eastern time zone now. I was on the West Coast, and I'm on the East Coast now for a while, and a while meaning a few years, and and so important, you know, to be able to adjust for time zones. And so, if somebody in the West Coast doesn't want to talk to me until 9 o'clock at night, their time, it's highly unlikely to happen, and we might do this by email instead.
Right.
but you
can get
Facebook.
An email reading.
Absolutely can do email reading. You know, it's funny, you know, because people say, well, you know, do you need my birthday? No, you know, some people, you know, use that in order to key into people. And I do like to do readings in person, but, you know, over the phone or even over over email works too. I mean, the idea is that, you know, it's like I go there for you, you know, and get the message for you, you know. So mm-hmm. It's probably not, you know, the best experience for the client, because they don't get a chance to ask questions interactively or whatever, you know, that way. But if they're looking for a, you know, kind of a, I've got this thing, straight up answer, you know, here's this, and, you know, what kind of information can help me go forward, and, you know, that kind of thing. So, and I do try to make it as clear as possible. So, but, yeah, it's a, I don't know, it, if I knew how it worked, I'd tell people, let's put it that way, and I don't know how it works. So, but, so Marsha McCord Tarot Reader on Facebook, that's my reading page, and on Facebook, and then if you just hate Facebook, you know, like some people do, right? Mm-hmm. And you can send me an email at morganmm@aol.com, and that's morganmm@aol.com, and but please cite the show here to say where you heard me, so I'll know that it's you. How's that?
Yeah, love it.
That would be great. So we can all get good feedback.
That would be really good. Yes.
So tonight, you have agreed to take some callers. I figured we'll do one question each, and maybe we'll start by bringing on a caller now, and then we'll. Well, the way we usually do it, and it kind of makes it's somewhat easier for us, is we will, because, you know, everyone's listening who is, I guess we call it in the queue. And so what we do is we'll announce the area code that they're calling from, so they know that they're going to be brought on live. Because there's really not a great indication that they'll be live. So you'll hear us say caller, you know, what X from, you know, whatever number, and that'll be, that caller will be live. So that's kind of how we.
And it'll say unmuted. It'll say unmuted for them.
You will hear unmuted if you're a caller. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but just to verify, get ready. That's how we're going to proceed. Is we'll bring them in via their area code, instead of telling them like, "Hey, this is George." We'll say area code, you know, and give the area code.
Okay, yeah. Well, just one thing before we bring on the caller. Since this is the year of the Emperor, I'm going to establish some boundaries, because that's what the Emperor does. And that is that I will not give medical, legal, or financial advice. So if you're asking me what stocks to invest in now, I'm not going to answer that. Just so you know.
But off air you'll do it for us, right?
Well, I'm not with the stocks. No, I'm not. But I can tell you if that toe fungus is ever going to go away, though. Yeah. So,
right.
No, that's good.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and bring in someone calling from a 608 area code. I'm going to bring them in live.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, everyone. Hello from Wisconsin.
Hey, Wisconsin. Yeah.
Woohoo.
I haven't
thank you all for
grass in forever.
Oh, well, then you've got to come visit. I mean,
I
not
do,
much to
I
visit
do.
Right now, but
hey,
we can
hey,
still
Wisconsin.
Get them to go.
All right. How can I help you?
I just some concerns with my family, my daughter and granddaughter, in particular, and just wanted to know if you could sense anything, feel anything for me, or have a message
okay.
for me.
Okay. I'm going to pull two cards. For the most part, I'm going to pull one or two cards tonight. And since you've got a daughter and a granddaughter, I'm going to pull two. And I'm getting, I think your granddaughter's asleep. I got the Four of Swords. the card I pulled for your daughter is the Hierophant. The Hierophant is someone, it's associated with the rules of behavior. And when the Hierophant's kind of in a good place with that person, they might be a teacher. They might be someone who has information from, kind of a different world to be able to share with other, and the urge to share with other people. And so it's an important card because it talks about how things should be, and it talks about things that are conventional. It's like the questions that around your daughter have to do with being conventional, having a life that goes along well with society, having a spiritual life, something that is a life driven by belief and belief in something good. And I'm not doing reversals right now, but the problems that she might have might be that she's bucking that authority. You can't tell me what to believe or just going against the rules of society. I'm going to pick a really mundane kind of example of things. But if she has an idea about relationships, the Hierophant says they're more traditional relationships. And so the Hierophant is about, tradition and ceremony, and belief and faith and sharing that and kind of not only having an inner life of this kind of belief, but also trying to spread whatever that word is to other people. Your granddaughter has the Four of Swords, and which just says that, like I said, she might be asleep right now. Just something as mundane as that, but whatever it is, this is talking about peace of mind and being at rest, being at peace. The two themes are very intertwined between the Hierophant and the Four of Swords, because kind of in the corner of the card there is a stained glass window of the kind that you would find in a church. I don't know if that resonates with you, but that's what I'm getting.
Well, a lot of it on my daughter is perfect, because she's not a teacher, but most certainly bucking the system sometime, and my granddaughter's awakening to a lot of things. So yes, maybe in one sense she's been sleeping, but in another she's not. So it's just been a lot of worry and angst and things going on with them, and I just needed to know that they're going to be okay. And
well, both of these cards, it's like all of the cards in the tarot can be good or bad. They're in fact, the tarot is a lot like a hammer. You can build a house with it, or you can pound your thumb. And does that mean that the hammer is dead? Well, nothing within this negates people's ability to make a choice. And
sure.
And it's interesting, people who there's some people who struggle against the great shoulds all of their lives. And there's a lot of energy that they put into bucking a system like that. And I would say that may be the energy of wrestling with belief and wrestling of what should happen is definitely a lot of the energy around your daughter. Around your granddaughter, though, she observes it, but she's a lot more peaceful person. I mean, she may have, the usual, like ideas or whatever, about that, but it seems like she's a lot more driven by logic, and because, it's a Swords card, and that's going to be a lot more logical. So
yeah.
My sense of that is that while, she may experiment some, I think she's going to have a more peaceful life.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I know that you have a lot of other ones, but just thank you so much, because there were so many things you did, most certainly pick up on and hit, and, thank you for that reassurance or those reminders as well that I needed.
Okay, great. Well, stay warm in Wisconsin.
Yeah, well, come and visit. The brats are great, and the beer is pretty darn good, too.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Yes.
That was awesome. Very cool. Very cool. I think Rob is actually on the line with my next caller, so I'm just waiting for him to switch back over.
Okay.
Okay. Now I will go ahead and bring in the next caller. We're calling from a 301 area code. So I'm going to go ahead and bring them in live.
Okay, great.
Yep, you're live.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Carrie. My fiance's name is Jeff Hoagland. I'm sure you remember.
Yep.
Hi.
Yeah. Yeah, he set this call up for me tonight. You know, I've had some problems having some closure with my grandmother and not kind of sure what happened. So, you know, he's always looking out for me. That's why I'm marrying him. But,
well, I'm glad to have you on. Do you have a specific question?
I just, a specific question is that, does she die in peace? Do you need to know her name?
Oh, no. I don't need that kind of, you know, sometimes more background, you know, after a while, like, you just get my opinion.
Right.
And, you know, that's not what we're going with here. It looks like the card that I drew is strength, and strength has to do it not with, like, ripping big fat telephone books in half or whatever, or, you know, weightlifting or whatever, but it has to do with endurance. And so my sense is that she had kind of a long struggle.
Yes.
The nice part about this is the focus of the card isn't on so much on the difficult part of it as it is the focus on there's like a little infinity symbol over the head of the gentle, almost angelic like person who is taming the lion. And it's, you know, my sense is that she knew peace and now knows peace, and that she understood that she was there for the long haul, and that it was that she loved everyone around her and wanted to make sure that she was strong for all of you.
Sorry, I'm crying. Yes.
That's okay.
A few years before she died, in 2014, I also lost my mother to overdose, and it was actually in the building right across from where she lived.
Oh,
and, you know, when you say strength, you know, I define that as my mom and my grandmother and me are very strong, you know, as far as our work ethic and being strong for our family. So that makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely. Yeah. It looks like the second card that I got is the King of Cups. And the King of Cups is, the King of Cups is a big softie. And if there was anything that was the weak spot, it was that for both of them, that they love too much. And if you have to have a fault, isn't that one of the nicest ones to have? You know, so.
They had a heart for everyone. They had, especially for me and my sister. You know, my sister is actually a teacher who just lost her job. She's just working when she can, but yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Well, remember that the strength card, which of course, you know, it goes for your grandmother, it goes for your mother, and it goes for you and your sister too, because it's for this reading, and it's a card of endurance. And while, you know, I think it's trite to say that, you know, it's like we're never you know, tested more than we can endure, because sometimes we are. I mean, that's just it. You know, sometimes we are tested more. But still, this is a card that says you do have the strength to endure this and the strength to be able to tame the demons that you may face, the doubts that you have inside, the what if and if onlys that you may have about loss. And it says that, you know, those things become peaceful and they become tamed, and they blend in with basically melt into the great universe of infinity that, you know, is basically the strength of everything around us. And so that life force is so important. And I think the message from them to you is to say, don't lose heart, because you do have the energy of those who you love and the energy of those who have loved you.
Yeah. I feel that I feel that for my mother. However, you know, I haven't really felt presence for my grandmother a whole lot, and I just really hope that she died, because I don't know why she died. I'm not mm-hmm. sure. She was only 67 years old.
Way too young.
Yeah. And, yeah. You know, my aunt, she's power of attorney, and she, when she died, she had all power of attorney over her. And she just told us all that her heart gave out. That's what we were told.
And the strength card is often a card of like parts of the body, very often is associated with the heart and circulation. So that makes sense.
Yeah. I kind of thought that I wasn't sure if she followed along the same path as my mother did, because my mom, she just barely overdosed herself. She didn't mean to. She just, you know, took too much and she didn't realize it.
Right.
But,
these seem very different to me your grandmother was fighting, you know, something that really did sap her strength. Your mom, it was like one sip too many kind of a thing. So, yeah.
It wasn't worse for her. It really was for her. I mean, she just kind of went through a downward spiral, and, you know, it was just one thing after another with her. And then, you know, my grandmother tried to help as much as she could, and me as well. And it just, she was, my grandmother was trying to stay strong for both me and my mom, and then it seemed like,
right.
After I left an abusive relationship, after I got out of it and I got straight and I got my kids back, it just kind of seemed like 2 months after that, she was gone.
Well, and my sense is that she left when her job was done.
It kind of seemed like that as well. It's kind of...
Yeah.
It kind of seems like that as well. I just, you know, I just like to know, but, you know, like for sure. But
neither
as long
card
as I
says
in peace.
Yeah, neither card says anything about strife, anger, resentment, fear,
right.
Pain,
right.
Any of those things. Neither one is like that. Your grandmother may have experienced a sharp pain, but it was brief. Your mother didn't.
your mother didn't feel that. So,
okay. Well, thank you for helping me with that. I know you have many other callers. I'm sorry. I have never done this before.
It's okay. You stay safe and healthy.
Thank you, Nikki. Thank you.
Yep.
Barb. Thank you,
take
Nikki.
Care, Carrie.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Take care.
Yeah,
have a good
you.
Night. Okay. All right.
Thank
yeah.
You.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
All right, we've got another one waiting for you. You ready for it?
I sure am.
All right, we're going to go ahead and bring someone in from a 478 area code. You're live.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I was wondering, once everything blows over, I would like to move, and I was wondering, do you see me getting a job soon after, or is it going to be a struggle because of, this disaster that would have been blown over by that time?
So you've made up your mind to move, and your question really is about once you've moved, how easily can you get a job? Is that right?
Right, exactly.
Okay. Let's see what we get here. It looks like you're going to have a wait, unfortunately. It looks like the, it's like there's definitely an impact of what I have is the Hanged Man, and it is a card that talks about being patient. And patience is really hard, and so it also talks about the encouragement of hanging in there. And so it isn't a card of giving up, but what it does say is that you may need to change some of your plans in order to adapt to circumstances. Either if you want the ideal situation, you might have to wait a long time. If you're willing to make some compromises about what it is that you do, then you have less of a weight. But this is a major card. The tarot is divided into major cards and minor cards. And major cards, would signal that you're in a category with a whole lot of other people. Unfortunately, I think that we're all going to be in a situation where we're going to have to wait for things to improve for everybody. Mm-hmm. The one thing that I don't see here is that there's something catastrophic happening to you or anything like that,
Right.
It's just the annoyance of having to wait so long. Mm-hmm. Everything's delayed, you wait, it's like the move takes longer and the job applications take longer and the callbacks take longer. Everything takes longer. And so I think, the best thing that you can do, one thing that I love about the traditional Rider-Waite-Smith deck about the Hangman is he's the only one in the deck who has a halo. So it says, keep your halo on straight. and it's
right.
An important thing, and it's that, it's like to not, lose hope, while you're waiting. Do the best that you can while you're waiting. So.
Okay. Well, it looks like everything's going to be put on hold, huh?
I think so, yeah.
That's what I got a little bit. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, though. You have a blessed
night.
All right.
Take care.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Awesome. Well, as the caller before it said, you've got a whole line of people waiting for you.
I think we should go ahead and bring in another. I think we should do one more quick plug.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just everyone listening.
Yeah, let's do that.
Marcia McCord. Marcia, where can people get, you know, where can they get a reading from you? If not,
well,
you know, this is just a small sample of what they can get.
Oh, yeah. One and two card readings are just, you know, basically the tip of the iceberg. If you would like a longer reading, something more in-depth, please contact me through Facebook. That'll help. And it's Marcia, M-A-R-C-I-A, McCord, Tarot Reader. That's my my page for readings. And it's got contact information on there. My email address is morganmm@aol.com. And we can talk through what kind of reading you'd be interested in, and, you know, a short one, a long one, whatever those things are. I read by appointment only, and I do read for individuals and for group of local events and local to me, which is in the North Carolina area now. And I am available for those. And if people will go ahead and contact me through those, through Facebook, that's Marcia McCord, Tarot Reader.
Awesome.
Awesome. No, I said awesome first.
Fair.
You're always trying to steal stuff from me. Oh, yeah, awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Well, we've got that other caller we're going to go ahead and bring in live from an 814 area code. Here we go.
Hey, guys.
You're live. Hi.
Hey,
everyone. How's everyone doing tonight? Staying safe, I hope.
Safe as houses, like they say, but it's better if you're safe in your house lately. So,
absolutely, hunkering down, freezer full of food, ready to go. Go to face this thing head on, right?
I think a lot of people are wondering about supplies.
My only issue is toilet paper.
Well,
I don't
understand
it.
I can do a tarot reading on toilet paper, but I bet you've got another question.
Yes, absolutely, I do. So my question, Marcia, for you is, what do you see in the cards for me when it comes to the paranormal field or the paranormal world and my future?
Interesting. Okay, so I've got two cards that I've drawn here. The first card is the Five of Pentacles, and I'll wait on that one until we talk about them together. And then the second card is the Seven of Wands, which is interesting because, in the paranormal field, it's like don't head out for demons.
Don't
go looking for demons. It looks like for the five of Pentacles, these are people who need to move on, and they're on the outside looking in, or they're trapped between worlds, and basically you have an affinity for people who are lost, stuck, unhappy, and, you know, basically have a sad story. And
I'm mind blown right now. You have no idea how mind blown I am right now that you said that, but I'll let you continue. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. And then the Seven of Wands talks it talks about kind of on-site investigations. And so, you know, there, and it has, and kind of rolling with the punches, but also because it's wands, there's a kind of, there's an electrical quality to it. And so I think you do really well with things like EVPs. And and so I think that's, you know, that there's, you know, that sort of question and answer, you know, kind of process. And it's very much in the moment.
Okay.
And what's interesting about it is the five of pentacles looks like it takes place in the winter and in the dark and everything like that. And the seven of wands is, well, kind of springtime in the daylight. So what's interesting about it is that, you know, it's like your venues don't necessarily have to be that deep, dark place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can be just kind of ordinary out in the, you know, just normal daylight kinds of things. I don't know that you're going to get a lot of visual stuff, but I really think you're going to get a lot of audio stuff.
Okay. What do you mean by, it was something you said earlier. Now I can't remember what you said. Venue, the area. What do you?
The one thing about the seven of wands is that it's very immediate. It's all about right now. And so it has to do with it being there, you know, and being present.
Yes.
And, yeah, and, you know, I mean, you know, they're in the paranormal field. Some people can interview people and, you know, some people can develop, you know, machinery and, you know, all different kinds of things. In fact, I've got this very cool thing that I just ordered that is like, well, I won't talk about me. Anyway, but I've got this thing on order for my birthday. But, you know, it's like people develop really interesting things and different techniques and things like that. And what this is saying is, you know, you generally do better with, you know, kind of the simpler electronics. And, you know, it's like I don't think you need, like, a whole lot. Dowsing rods, yes. Tri-field meters, yes, and electronic tape recorders. I really feel like you're going to I don't see a whole lot of visual stuff, but I do, you know, I get noise from this.
Now, am I allowed to tell you about myself then?
Oh,
or,
ask the bosses. I'm just the card reader.
Of course you can. Of course. Yes.
Okay. So this is kind of mind-blowing that you said all of this, because I'm going to tell you the whole immediate, the area would be my own home, obviously, because nobody's allowed to leave their houses right now. But this has been going on for months and months prior to the whole lock-in thing. When you had mentioned that you would make contact not through visual, I don't get much visual. Once in a while, I pick up on things beyond my writing. So what I do I'm in a sensitive and an empath. I'm also newly, I'm new to the whole dramatic writing. Now, when you said that you're going to get a lot of people that, you know, tell their sob stories and this, that, the other, you nailed it on the head. I have spoken with so many people beyond the veil that just want to be heard. Stories. Some of them want help. I have tried to track down information. It's been hard. We're talking hundreds of years ago. My home is also it has a couple portals in it, according to another person that is in the field. We see people that run by doorways, and I get touched, poked, just messed with when I'm trying to sleep. Sometimes, like you said, during the day, it doesn't have to be nighttime. Singing, I hear a female singing in my kitchen during the day.
There's more than just one, and that's one of the things.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there are several.
I call them my resident spirits, and I also call them my transient spirits, because they are, some are new. They pop in and out. And yes, you're right. I do have a lot of, I would say a fair amount of equipment, electronics, different devices, but I get more out of my writings and my EVPs than I do anything else. So you nailed it. You nailed it 100%.
Oh, cool. That's all.
Yes, you did. I know. That is amazing. So do you see anything, I guess, but it brings me back to my question of, do you see anything in my future as far as working in the paranormal field, or is it just going to be what it is now? Just ride the wave and, you know, continue as I'm doing now.
My sense is that, I pulled one more card just for that, and I got the Ace of Swords, and to me, that says that you're not likely to be in a big group of people, that you're more of an individual investigator. Now, I think what you probably should do, though, is to share the information that you have with others, you know, basically to further their research. The idea here with the Ace of Swords generally is knowledge base and individual. Yeah.
Awesome. That is so cool.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, you guys. Thank you, Nikki and Rob. Thank you very much, Marcia. I appreciate it.
All right. Good luck.
Yeah.
Hey, have a great night, you guys.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Well, she seemed happy.
Yeah. Not that many people are happy with being haunted. So, more power to her,
She's like, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I think we're kind of the same way, though.
Exactly. Yep.
So we actually have another caller. I think we've got two or three more, if that's okay with you. I don't know what your... if you need a break or if you're good or.
Oh, I'm good. Let's keep going.
Well, then let's do it. So we have a 917 area code.
All right. Let's bring them in live.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, guys. My name's
Jenny.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hi, Jenny.
My name's Jenny from New York. And my question is, why does Mark want to come back into my life?
Well, that you got the Queen of Cups. It's because you're Generosity Incorporated. You're the great big heart. And he knows that you're a soft touch. So you've made yourself open. You're, the focus is on emotion and nurturing and the fact that as many walls as you may put up around it, you got a soft spot for him.
And even though he's in a relationship,
I'm sorry, even though what?
Even though he's in a relationship, like, why is he doing this?
Well, I think it's more of that he likes women.
Mm.
Yeah.
Would you consider him a womanizer?
Could be.
Okay.
And also, when anything goes wrong, he seeks refuge from a woman, and if it's not his wife, then it would be someone else.
Okay, I got it. Thank you so much. It was
okay.
Just that.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right.
That was
we've got another one. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
That was pretty clear cut.
Yeah. All right. right. I'm going to go ahead and bring him in. You are live.
Hi.
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 My name's Lisa, and I'm from Massachusetts.
Hi, Lisa.
Do you have anything for my, like, future?
Well, everybody's got one.
it's been a really rough year, so it'd be nice to see people being held accountable. That's all.
Okay, so you're looking for some wrongs to be righted. Is that, would that be the gist of what you're looking for?
Yeah, one specific date happened, and then everything after that, it's just been one thing after the next.
Okay, let's see what we get here. Page of Swords. Okay, the Page of Swords is an interesting card because what it says is that it's a card that talks about needing more information before you make any decisions. Okay. And that may be true for anybody who's, you know, basically dealing with the situation that you're in. It says that everybody in this situation needs to learn more information. You don't have the whole story. Sometimes it's interesting. Very often I call a Page of Swords skateboard boy, but kind of sails through, doesn't say much, you know, observes, you know, and sometimes it's also called the spy card. Not so much that there's espionage going on, but that there's the need to observe and learn the way a spy would. So a spy would gather more information, not come to an immediate conclusion.
Oh, it hasn't been immediate.
Well, apparently anything but. There's a whole lot more to this. And that there's so much to learn before it comes to any kind of conclusion. From your point of view, the second card that I drew was the Six of Wands, and the Six of Wands talks about taking the high road. So if you're kind of
that's the problem.
Yeah. I've taken
the high road, and it feels like it's not going anywhere.
Well, always the applause for the hero always lasts, you know, like for a really short amount of time. You know, the parade route has an end, right? And then you kind of got to go back and slog away at the rest of it. But the idea here, though, is, you know, it's like the focus in this one is the laurel wreath. And where it says, you know, ride the white horse, be the example, even if it's boring, and you know, so because maybe the best you can get out of this is your own self-respect. Okay. And so it might not end up as justice with the other person getting punished. The thing is that, you know, it's like it's stay tuned for the rest of the story, but you'll be, the higher road you take, the better you'll feel about yourself when you find out the rest of it.
Okay. So is this coming from my mother, do you think?
I don't have a lot of mom energy in here.
Mom was a very dominant female.
Yeah, no, not really. I think this is mostly, you know, the need here is for your own introspection and your own observation. I'm not, you know, it's like neither one of these is a big mom thing, you know, or a big female, dominant female you know, that kind of thing. You know, both cards talk about, you know, it's like making your own decision to hold back from making a decision, because that's a decision in and of itself. And then the idea that talks about the Six of Wands really talks about your own sense of character, you know, and it's like the person you're really responsible to is yourself.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Great. All
Have
right,
a good one.
Hang in there. Okay.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. So we've got another one.
All right.
Are you ready for it? All right. It's a 504 area code. We're going to bring it back.
Okay.
Live. All right.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Debbie, and I was calling to ask you a question with my mom moved in with me, and I was just wondering, you know, during there was two reasons. One, she had a fight with her manager, and then the virus, obviously, but it's not going really well, and I was just wondering. If you could
be... God love you, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so I've got the Ten of Pentacles here, and it talks about, it's sort of a legacy sort of thing, and a social obligation to older people. And so, you know, about, you know, if you can't do it from your heart, at least do it from your sense of duty, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Is part of it, yeah. And then I think the other part of it, too, there's something about memory associated with this. And naturally, I think there's a financial aspect of it that, you know, and it's like, you know, it's like kind of the, you know, home is where you go, where you have to go, or when you have to go there, they have to take you in. And, you know, there's some part of that that's also a financial a portion of that. But I think this is really a rich card. Where it talks about the idea of veneration of ancestors and lineage and getting, you know, family history and some things like that. The other part of it, I want to ask, do you have pets?
Yes, both of us.
Yeah. Okay. And it's because there's, you know, the old person in this is petting a dog, and it may be that that's the level on which they function the best.
Okay.
And to think, you know, it's like maybe you go a little easier on yourself too, to say you're not necessarily they're everything.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You know, and it's like, because maybe, you know, it's like right now they may get more out of a relationship with a pet.
Yeah, that's true. It's a cat.
Yeah, okay, right. And it's like, I'm a cat person, so I get that so much.
Mm-hmm.
And but this, you know, this is saying, you know, it's like if the cat likes her, probably okay. It's just probably the generational dynamic that she can't stop thinking of you as her baby, and she doesn't like the idea of being dependent. And then there's the, you know, you do things differently from the way she does things.
Oh yeah,
and that's irritating, right? Yeah, and nobody likes the idea of the loss of control over your environment, And that's, you know, and that's kind of what she's got. And the thing is, that's kind of what you got too, because you've given up some of your environment in order to make sure she's okay.
Yeah, and I had to put a lock on one door just for boundaries. And I don't like that feeling. You know, I feel guilty a little bit.
Yeah, it feels uncomfortable, doesn't it? And that's one of the things is, you know, in this card, the older person is kind of on the other side of the wall from the younger people, the younger adults. And the idea is that maybe that's really the way it's supposed to be, and don't feel awful about it. You know, just you got to make sure that, I don't know if you do like the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, but let's make sure it was like, does she have a bed? Does she have food? Does she have, you know, clean circumstances and health care? You know, and some things like that. Does she have something that is a creature comfort, like her cat, or, you know, some other things like that? And other than that, you know, you're not obligated to give up your whole life, and neither is she. Okay.
Well, we had talked about getting a house, but now she said that probably because we're living together, it doesn't look like it would happen because we don't get along. You know,
she's looking for the hedge her bets and maybe have a different way out. But she also may be trying to feel you out for staying, you know, and it's like, you know, is it really all that bad for you? So I don't know. At some point you may want to have like the heart to heart, but if you do,
didn't go well.
No, you know, it's like, if you do, you're going to have to basically draw a picture or, write it down or something like that. Because one of the things that happens with, you know, it's Ten of Pentacles. And so she needs to be able, you know, like, show me, prove it to me, you know, some things like that, you know. And so the other possibility that you might have is have someone else come in, you know, because no matter how smart you are, she's going to think someone else is smarter because you're her kid. It's a thing. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Okay. And you see this going on for a little while?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez. Oh, not good.
But I think, you know, the idea is kind of the good fences make good neighbors. I think, you know, it's like if you can draw a line down the middle of the floor or whatever, you know, I'm joking, but, you know.
No,
like
I get it. Trust me.
The big, the big chalk one, you know, down the middle and say, this is
she wouldn't
side.
Respect
this
it, though.
It,
she wouldn't respect it.
Yeah, no. So you have to do your own enforcement because at this point, you're the stronger one.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
and
it's
off of work. You know what I mean? It's like I am stuck. I am so stuck.
Well, the one thing that you can say is that you will never be faulted for having done the wrong thing because you have done the right thing. So
that's
you
true.
Get to live with yourself later. That there's a reward in heaven. I think is what they say.
Thank you.
Good luck. I did
thank you
the
so
same
much.
Thing. Oh, change the locks.
I knew it was going to be hard. I didn't know it was going to be this hard, you know?
Yeah, that's okay. I thought I was going to have a pet father. It didn't work out that way. So I know what you mean.
Yeah. It just wasn't. I said, you know, I let go of expectations and it seemed to help me because I always wanted this ideal and, you know, I think I finally let it go and that's okay. This lifetime, I just didn't get that nurturing.
You know, some of it is too that, you know, you got to focus on what is and not what we wish. And I think that, you know, this is kind of the final what is, you know, is what it is kind of scenario thing for you here between the two of you. And, you know, and it's like, if there's any way to make concrete peace, even if it's not spiritual peace, try to do that. So.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, and God love you, like I said.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, have a good evening.
You too.
Well, that was fun, too. It seems like everyone's really enjoying themselves tonight, so that's
goodness.
Good. Yeah, so I think we have one. We're going to take one final caller, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right, we have a 570 area code, and we're going to bring her on now. All right,
hello?
You're live.
Hey, hello, my name is Shelley.
Hi, Shelley, I'm Marcia.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. How can I help you tonight?
Nervous. Anything you can, anything. General.
Well, it works a little better. I can go ahead with just a general reading, and I do all the time. But for something like this, it might help if you've got a specific topic that's kind of been what's keeping you up at night, or you know,
a relationship and stuff like that. Reading.
Relationship?
Yes, please.
All right. Are you sure you got a relationship? Because I think this is, we may have a moving on situation here.
Right.
And the good news is that, and there's some, you know, the natural life cycle of things is things end, you know. And I think, you know, that you may be in a situation like that. What's neat is that there's something else afterwards. And
right.
So what I, you know, it's like, I don't want, so now I'll tell you what the cards are so that you know what the interpretation is. But the two cards I got are Death and the Star. And Death, you know, people say, well, you know, it's like, well, death doesn't mean physical death. You know what? Sometimes it does, and I've had it. I'm not sensing that here, so good news for
right.
that. But when you're asking about a relationship, I'm thinking, you know, it's something has happened that you can't go back from.
Right.
And as much as you wish you could, that, you know, and it's like time, you know, we like to think that time moves in just one direction. Sometimes it seems like it moves in all directions at once. But generally in the course of our lives for events, you know, like relationships, there's, you know, there's only one direction to go, you know. And
right.
in this one, I'm feeling that it's past this.
Exactly.
It's been, it was a good run. It was, you know, it's like, you know, you tried, you know, there were good intentions,
right.
reached its natural end for that. I think the
right.
the good news is, though, you know, it's like the star represents hope, and not necessarily hope for this relationship, but hope for you and for another relationship.
Right.
The star is a really powerful card. The idea of something out there that is so much bigger than we are. We're made of stardust, and then the idea of wishing on a star, those are both kind of childish or at least mundane aspects of the star, but there's something that's very, very spiritual about it too,
mm-hmm.
that talks about hope springs eternal for a really good reason, because
right.
there is something else out there. You're not too old. You're not past your prime. You're not beyond
right.
having a relationship. Yeah, it's like your life isn't over. But there's some things that, you know, there's that book where you can't cross the same river twice.
Right.
And so
it's better to focus on that forward motion rather than get stuck with what you've had to leave behind.
Right.
What you had to leave behind was the relationship, not your soul, not your heart, not your capacity to love, not your capacity to be loved. Okay?
Right.
Yeah. So I encourage you, and I would say, it's an eight-pointed star. There are eight stars. There's something about the number eight that's coming up with this Asian eights are generally money, but I'm not feeling sorry. I'm not feeling like you're going to win the lotto. If I knew the numbers, I'd tell you, but I don't. But there's something, and then I think the other part of it too, there's one little spot of this card that people very often overlook, and that's that there's a little bird in the tree, and it's just out of reach, and that's the thing to strive for, is that the singing bird will come, you know?
Right.
So, it absolutely, things are not over for you.
Right.
But it's best to kind of, stick a fork in that relationship because it's done.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, I guess. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. I've been through it. I've been going through it.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's hard. You know, guess what? You get to give yourself the gift of mourning, too.
Right. Well, I'm okay. Like, I've already been through that part.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's over. That person keeps trying to contact me. But, I already have moved on talking to someone else and really like this other person, so.
Good. Go for the future, not the past.
Exactly.
That's it.
Yep.
It's easier direction to move into, just in my opinion.
No, I agree. Going back
unless Rod's got a time machine up his sleeve. I don't know. He's probably got some pretty cool stuff there.
Yeah.
So, okay.
All right,
well,
thank you so very much.
Okay, take care.
You too.
Well, that was great. You know, I think that everyone had a really good time tonight, and we appreciate you calling in. And I think you helped a lot of people, and I think you I like your delivery. I think it's fun, and I don't want to say entertaining, but it is kind of entertaining. It keeps people going, and I would like to one day get a reading from you because I think it's that good. I enjoyed listening. A lot of times,
you listen
to the readings, and I don't want to say they put me half to sleep because there's probably some of the people who've read for us are probably listening. So I don't want to say that. but I'm saying it with a wink because, sometimes they go on and they're just not as entertaining. So, I've always appreciated that about your style of reading.
Oh, well, when you live a really funny life like mine, sometimes, it just spills over into the rest of everything you do. but thank you. That's very high praise. I really appreciate it. And I so much appreciate the opportunity to be on tonight. Thank you so much.
Well, I should ask you, when we spoke – well, I'm going to say it was a couple months ago, but now it's probably even longer than a couple months back to my analogy of thinking 4 years is 1 year. But I think it was, I'm guessing it was, I'm going to say a handful of months ago, but it's probably maybe more like 4 or 6. I have a project coming out that I've been working on, or not coming out, or just we've been working on a project. And, I'm trying to figure out if it's going to be worth my time. And you had told me that you felt like it was. And I was curious, can you draw a quick card to see if it's still projects. There's been some changes in this project.
You've got the Queen of Wands for this. The Queen of Wands. I love the Queen of Wands. For one thing, she's got a cat. Okay, but that's just me, right? But the Queen of Wands, the Queen of Wands is the person who has connections, and you love to go to her house for dinner because the most interesting people are there. They're just so fascinating, and you need someone who is a psychic plumber, or you need someone who is, you know, an expert in dirigibles. And she knows somebody like that. And she says, wait, I got somebody you got to meet. And that's the kind of energy that I'm getting out of the Queen of Wands, is the Queen of Connections and the Queen of Nurturing Relationships and nurturing the electricity of putting people together.
Well, I hope that applies to the project. I've been working on it, and it's something that that could fit. So hopefully it does.
It does. Well, what I get now, the Queen of Wands has sunflowers. So I don't know if you've got a July time frame there, but I'm feeling very July for this one. So think about that.
Okay, it could make sense. Well, okay. In July, if something happens with the project that I have going on, I'll let you know.
All right. Okay. I'll come back on. How's that?
Yeah, we'll have to be on sooner than that, because if we don't have you on sooner than that, it's going to be 4 years again.
Yeah, I know. I
That's
feel
what
bad.
Happens.
You get busy, you know, life things. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
We had a guest on earlier this year, and it seems like we have him on every 5 years. And I'm like, wow.
That's true. So funny.
And it's like clockwork. And I don't even know why. I made a joke to him 5 years ago. I was like, hey, it's been 5 years since you've been on before. I think it's time you come on. He's like, yeah, okay, fine. I'll do it. And then this past year, I was like, oh, my God. I just like cold sent him a message. I'm like, we should have you on again sometime. And then I looked back, and I was like, oh, my God, it's 5 years again. So I said we're gonna have to do it again, not in like 2025, because I just hope I'm still around by then.
Hey, yeah. You know what? I could pull a card on that, but
yeah, I don't know.
We will be together again. This is the Three of Cups, and this is talking about hanging out with your like-hearted friends, not like-minded, but like-hearted. And so keep hanging out with your like-hearted friends, because you're going to be around, and we're all going to be around. So
good.
That's good to hear.
Well, yeah. I figured I had at least 5 more years in me.
Well, maybe I'll come on sooner than 5 years. Okay, maybe. We'll talk, right? Okay, good.
Sounds good. Well, awesome. It might be 5 days, seeing that if we're all bored and we want to do some more free readings, it could be an outlet to talk.
I know we'll talk again, though, that's for sure.
All right, well, we appreciate having you on, and we'll talk soon. Maybe we'll have you on again soon, because it seemed like it was a hit. You know, we had calling, and people are still messaging that they want readings, so... It's still going on,
well,
so we could always
all
tell
right,
them, hey,
well, we'll schedule
next
something
time.
Else. Tell them to hang on. All right.
All right.
Yep. Sounds good.
Have a good evening.
You
all
too.
Right.
Stay safe. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. To all of you, stay safe. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. That was really cool. I think that was like a marathon of readings. I think that might be the most that we've had. Marsha holds the title for consecutive readings. That was
I was like, do you want to take a break? She's like, no, we're good. No break. We'll just keep going.
She's like, let's roll. Very cool.
That's what I appreciate the most. Someone's got I think that's like-minded for us, because
maybe it's
like-hearted
too.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's how we
roll. That was pretty cool. Lots of people, I think, heard things maybe they didn't necessarily care to hear, you know. Some of them might have gotten news that
they kind of already knew deep down inside and just needed somebody else to break that to them.
Are you specifically talking about the the womanizer one? Because I thought that was interesting.
Well, that, or maybe even the lady who's got the mom living there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I know, I could tell you right now, I love my mother, but I cannot live with my mother. So I totally can understand. And, yeah, I couldn't live with my mom. I love her to death. Don't get me wrong. But I could not live with her. It was, you know, when I moved out, it was good time when I was younger to move out. And I can't imagine going back.
Well, I currently get upset when my mom texts me like 3 times in a row. So I don't really know if I'd be a good friend. You know, like, I'm like, oh my God, it's enough. And it's like, once I open up that texting back, then then it's a texting flood. But she might be listening tonight, so hopefully she's not. But
if so, hi Rob.
Hey. You know everything I say is with a smile and a joke.
As most things you say are, so that is 100% true.
Yeah, so that could be accurate. You never know.
It could be, yeah.
Plus, I think she texted me 4 times in a row today, and I let it go, so it was okay.
Right. But if it was over 4, do we hit 5? Whoa, now.
Well, you know, I'm sorry. it's towards the end of the show, I think, from all the talking. But the thing that really got me is for the longest time, I didn't have, like, where your phone would, or my phone being your phone, wouldn't send a text message when, like, if I didn't answer it, it wouldn't give me like a second notification.
Right.
And then all of a sudden my phone is not doing that. So like I won't get to my phone. So then like in 40 seconds or a minute, it will text, like, give me a notification again. And I'm like, dear God, enough already. And I think that's the hidden issue with that. And I don't know how to turn that off.
Oh, I'll have to look into that for you. I think you can. Yeah. I think you can.
Hate it.
No, tell me how you really feel about it. No, I understand, because like my watch will go off, because I've got, you know, my watch that gets the calls and messages too sometimes. Not all of them, though, which I haven't figured out. But like if I look at my phone, and if it's like a spam caller, because let's face it, like 99.9% of my calls are spam. But my watch doesn't tell me that. So like I'm rushing to get to the phone. And then I look at it and I hit the ignore, but my watch keeps going. And that's just annoying. I'm like, no. Because then the spam callers already annoyed me. Now this is just continuing. And, you know, it's like, so I get it. But additional notification is not necessarily necessary.
Not at all. See, like, when you do it, it's like if you send me a message, they're usually rapid fire. Like you usually send me more than one line.
Ding, 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 ding.
Right. I'm like, okay, that's her. Like that. I don't even need, I don't need like a separate like ringtone for you, because you're the only one that will send rapid fire text messages.
And well, because I don't like to try to send a paragraph.
It's just how fast your texting is. It's like ding, 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 ding. I'm like, oh, that's her. But that's fine. It's a quick thinker. Yeah. And a quick typer. That's why you have officially won any kind of text message argument we have ever had. Because you'll be like 10 sentences into my like reply, and I just get out like yes or no. It's the worst ever.
No, it's pretty amazing. I hold the title.
No, and any text message argument we've ever had, I've always lost. Or like you'll be on to like the 4th sentence, and I'll be just saying yes, and then I'll answer yes to something that's like 4 sentences in the future, and then it will not make bad sense. You're like, so we're not going to do the show tonight then? And I'll be like, no, I want to say no. It's fine. No, I want to do it. And then, like, I'll be saying yes to, like, something 3 sentences previously, but then it will just come through, if that makes sense. And then it will say answer yes to the wrong sentence. And it's bad.
Yes. Yeah. No, it totally is. It's kind of like the tone of when you send a text message. It's not always understood, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, things get lost in text. Such as, you know, if you're joking, if you don't, you know, imply that within the same thing. You know what I mean? Everyone kind of probably has been there before.
My problem is just your speed of your text messages compared to my answers.
Yeah.
That's
my
issue.
Yeah.
Because my yes will not even be answering the right sentence, and it's not good.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Usually doesn't work out well.
But anywho, that was pretty cool. Marcia McCord, everybody, was our guest tonight. She knocked out like a ton of people doing her tarot card readings. That was awesome. She also offers those privately. So if you would like, you can message her, and the link is in the description for the show and on our Facebook also, I believe. So be sure to, hit her up if you didn't maybe have something that you wanted to share online, or if you wanted a more in-depth tarot card spread, feel free to reach out to her. She's pretty darn good. So I'd like to thank everyone for joining us tonight on Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio. And we will be back again. When will we be back?
Well, we have psychics lining up to get offer free readings, so we can... We have our show Tuesday night, but then we also have the possibility of doing tomorrow night, which we have to discuss in our post-show wrap-up. But we're definitely, we'll be back Tuesday night and most likely tomorrow.
Right. Sounds good. Well, everyone, be sure to comment as soon as you see the post on Facebook if you do want to be included within the chance for a reading, whether it be night A or B, okay, so tomorrow or Tuesday, as soon as those are posted, because then that way we can get you in the lineup for a reading, and don't be shy. It's, you know, if it's your first time, you know, calling in or getting a reading or whatever, you're not the first ever, okay? You won't be the last, so, you know, be sure to do it. It's something you can say you've done, right?
So, yes, I was
thank
to,
you.
Trying not to cough. Sorry.
I could tell. I could see you bouncing back and forth.
Yeah, it was not good.
On that note, well, with that
but
cough.
Tuesday night, and I think on Tuesday night, though, I think people are going to be surprised by who we have. So we have someone who makes a regular appearance on a national television show, and we've had her on before. I've already kind of given away. I've narrowed it down 50% by saying her. And that promo will be put out tomorrow morning for Tuesday, because I'm pretty sure, you know, she's gracious enough to take between 5 to 7 callers, which is a good amount. And I bet you we'll probably have a good 10 to 15% chance of getting picked. So we want you to, you know, go in early, because the chance of getting picked is going to be, it's going to be okay, I think. But there's going to be a lot of people who are going to fill out the comment box.
Of course, be sure, you know, tomorrow night, whomever it is that we may have on, if we do, you know, be sure to show them some love too. And again, everyone, thank you for tuning in, and keep an eye out, because I know we'll be back. Have a great night, everybody.
Good night.